Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at questions asked by people like myself, yourself, to pastors and ministers around the world throughout time. And the question was, what should my faith walk look like? We're talking about faith, what it looks like to be in that kind of faith in order to get the manifestation of what you believe in God for, because we've discovered that there's faith and there's not faith. Sometimes it's faith, foolishness, or presumption, according to a book Fred Price wrote, and it's a great book. But we need to make sure we're in faith and don't let anyone make us feel guilty if we're not in faith, because God is the author and He's the finisher of our faith. This is taken from our Healing Academy 2021. So you take those aspirin and you move forward, you take the medication. Now listen, you don't need to advertise it. What am I talking about? Advertise the fact that you are sick or you're battling with a symptom or something. Don't advertise it. Don't give that room. Don't give it place in your life by saying, I've got flu, I've got the symptoms of this, I've got that. Don't do that, because that just strengthens it. Just take the medication and stand in faith. Don't tell anybody. If they say, you don't look so well, say, I'm standing in absolute faith. I walk in divine health. That's it. You don't need to say, I've got the flu, I'm coming down with. Don't do that. That negates your faith. So you take the medication. Don't tell anyone. Just go about your day. Amen. And stand in faith and believe it. Speak the word out of your mouth. And I had to speak it for many years out of my mouth nonstop. And I've told you this, that God told me every time you hear someone say they're sick, you say, by the stripes on Jesus' back, I'm healed. And I worked with hundreds of people, and I was a buyer, and I was a chief buyer with the Beers Industrial Diamonds. I had to say this hundreds of times out of my mouth, because everyone would come to me, especially in winter, I've got the flu, I'm coming down with, and I'd say it over and over and over until I started to get a revelation. Amen. So now, you don't need to advertise it. No need to open the door to Satan by telling everyone, especially someone who might derail your faith with their unbelief. I'm standing in faith and believing God that, you know, I'm going to do this. And say, oh, you better not do that. You better go and do this and that. And I know someone, this happened to them, and you better watch out. That's what I'm saying, going small increments, a headache, all right? Not life-threatening. And so as you grow your faith, don't be one by one, well, I tried, that didn't work. There are people that will come against your faith. And a lot of them, unfortunately, are loved ones, meaning well, okay? So you have to do it in moderation, and be mindful of who you say anything to. You don't need to say anything to anyone. Amen? And then don't be silly. You go to the doctor and, you know, you think your blood pressure's out of whack and, you know, what's wrong with you? Now you don't, you know, I'm not going to speak words of negativity. You've got to tell him what's wrong with you. Well, I'm experiencing this. I'm believing God for, you know, perfect whatever it is, but can you just check me over? You don't have to say, oh, I've got this. I'm experiencing this, and I'm believing God's going to help me through this, but I need your opinion. I need you to help me, because He is a resource, a resource. God is the source. He's a resource. So please get out of that you've been to the doctor, you've been to the dentist, you took a tablet. Forget that stuff. So don't hang around with people who make you feel guilty for that. Duh. And I might have been one of those guilty of that. You know, but just my teaching could have made people feel guilty. And I've kind of turned it around, toned it down a lot, but I still bring the word, but now I encourage a different way. Amen. So we've got to remember that even when we're teaching somebody. So if somebody might derail your faith with their unbelief, stay away from them. Avoid anyone who might condemn you for taking aspirin. Avoid anyone who might try to make you feel guilty. guard your faith, guard your mind, guard your speech, and guard who you tell anything to. So don't feel guilty. Guard your faith. Don't hang with people that's going to make you feel guilty. And they're going to say, well, you took aspirin. I haven't in 25 years. Rather than that, say to them, if they say that, they shouldn't say that. If that's you saying someone who's believing, you say, you know what? I used to battle with it. Man, I took the aspirin and eventually took a while, but eventually look at me. I don't take aspirin anymore. Encourage. Don't bring down. Well, you have little faith. Come on, Jesus was talking to his disciples who knew better. Amen. All right. And then join your faith with theirs and say, brother, sister, I'm standing in agreement with you. We got this together, man. You can do this. Just do it. I hope this is helping you. Amen. And so you've got to stay away from people like that. And watch what it says in Romans 8:1. I'm reading the Voice translation. Therefore, now no condemnation awaits those who are living in Jesus, the anointed one, the Christ, the liberating, the King of freedom. Because when you live in the anointed one, Jesus Christ, a new law takes an effect. The law of the Spirit of life breathes into you and liberates or frees you from the law of sin and death. Remember, we saw already 1 Peter 2:24 that you've been set free from sin. Now you're righteous. Now healing belongs to you. Watch it. He says here, because he took, watch what he says, because he liberates or frees you from the law of sin and death. God did something the law could never do. You see, human flesh took its toll on God's law. In and of itself, the law is not weak. And you can add, not bad. But the flesh weakens it. So to condemn the sin that was ruling in the flesh, God sent his own son, Jesus, bearing the likeful of sinful flesh. That's why he came as a man, as a sin offering. Man had messed up, man had to fix up. All right? Now, verse 4, now we are able to live up to the justice demanded by the law. You could never do it without God making you righteous. No one could do it. That's why Jesus came. The only one without sin. We couldn't do it. It had to be someone who never had sinned ever. And that's why his blood was God's blood. That's the only thing about him that was God-like, was the blood. Because all other blood was contaminated by mankind from Adam. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so now watch here. We are able to live up to the justice demanded by the law, but the ability has not come from living by our fallen human nature. It has come because we walk according to the movement of the Spirit in our lives. Be led by the Spirit. If you're going to do something, take the tablet, say, Holy Spirit, I'm praying right now that my headache is going to be non-existent, or my, whatever, not even say my, just say that this thing the devil's attacked me with, this sugar diabetes, this low blood pressure, whatever it is, I thank you, Lord, I stand in agreement with you that by the stripes on your back, I'm healed, and you take the medication. Got it? Okay. So that's living according to the Spirit. If you live your life animated or by the flesh, namely your fallen, corrupt nature, then your mind is focused on the matters of the flesh. But if you live your life animated by the Spirit, namely God's indwelling presence, great is He that's in me. If you live your life by the Spirit, namely God's indwelling presence, then your focus is on the work of the Spirit. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit, okay? With the Holy Ghost and with power, who then went about doing good. Why? Because God was with him, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The Spirit of God was in him, like the Spirit of God's in you and me. So he says, if you live your life animated by the Spirit, namely God's indwelling presence, like Jesus did, then your focus is on the work of the Spirit. Jesus never looked and said, we've only got 2 loaves or 5 loaves and 2 fishes, dudes, we're in trouble. He focused on the Spirit. Come on. He never looked and said, I wonder what Lazarus died from. I wonder if he will come out of the tomb. He was focused on the spirit. He said, Lazarus, you come out. And he did. He never looked at a demon-possessed man and said, I wonder, you know, will he come out or not? He just said, go. He lived in focus of what the Spirit was telling him. The same Spirit you and I have resident in us. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's it. Okay, so now watch here. A mind focused on the flesh is doomed to death. But a mind focused on the Spirit will find full life and complete peace. Any of you want that? Full life, healing, health, peace. I do. So where do I put my focus? Do I put my focus on the sickness? Do I put my focus on the economy? Do I put my focus on Delta variant and COVID? You know, it used to be the big C was cancer. Now the big C is COVID. I mean, the devil will always have something to have you talk about. Do I put my focus on that? Or do I focus on the kingdom that I represent and what the kingdom of God says, and I focus on his mandate for my life, and I focus on his laws and rules? Because those are the laws and rules I abide by. All right? So I focus on the spiritual side of things rather than, oh God, where's the money coming from? Lord, you said, if I'm a tither and a giver, that you would supply my every need according to your riches. Can't lose. Put your focus there. Sickness comes against your body. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the stripes on his back, and according to Isaiah 53, verse 5, and 1 Peter 2:24, and a million others, I bind you and I command you, get out, you spirit of infirmity, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Now, if your faith is not up to that level, take the pull. Take the shot. But that's how you do it. And that's what your faith should look like. A work in progress, because that's what we all are. Every one of us, every last one, Paul, the apostle, the great apostle, said, you know what? At the end, he knew what was going. He said, I've run my race. I've finished my course. Amen. And he said, I don't look behind me anymore. I look forward to the higher calling. That's who we are. A work in progress. Put your hand on your heart. Hold your other hand up in the air and say, Father God, I am a work in progress. My faith is getting stronger. My belief is getting stronger. My trust is getting stronger. I'm going deeper, Lord, and I've got the greater one on the inside of me, training me, equipping me, and empowering me to do it. Thank you, Lord. I am healed. By the stripes on Jesus' back, and by the fact that he said, I am healed. So I say, spirit of infirmity, now you know what's been attacking you, say whatever it is, say to that thing, you spirit of low blood sugar, whatever, spirit of infirmity, now say you spirit of, I command you, in the most powerful name that will ever be, the name of Jesus, I command you to bow to that name and to go. You get out right now in the name of Jesus. I'm healed. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-